Even hockey players are at the mercy of the winter weather. The Milton Menace were supposed to have three games over the Family Day long weekend that turned into just two, with the team being unable to make the trip to Collingwood to play the Blues thanks to all the snow we got. I spoke with Captain Graham McCauley about the pair of wins they got, as well as the frustrations of having another game postponed. This is episode 23 of Recap with Cap.
Two games to really talk about. We'll get to the third one in just a bit, but let's start off with Friday with the win against Caledon. I think it was 6-1. Tell me about that game.
Yeah, I mean, that was good. We played a decent first period, but we came out in the second. And in those types of games, once you get one or two, they start to flow. You know, it was good to see a little bit more offense, especially after that Wellington game too. Back-to-back games with 6-plus goals. So that's always good to see. But yeah, I mean, there wasn't really too much to that game other than a little bit of offense here and there. But yeah, it was a good game overall.
So 5 goals in the second period?
Yeah, I think we had 5, which was actually, funny enough, back-to-back games where we had 5-plus in the second period.
Yeah. Something about the second period.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think once you get the legs going and then kind of just stay to it in the second period, maybe the bounces were just starting to fall, but... Yeah, I don't know. It was good.
Do you ever wonder, like, why that offense doesn't maybe sustain into the third period in that instance? Like, why?
I don't know. I think long change helps too. But yeah. Like, you know, maybe teams in the first period are just trying to get a feel for the game. Second period is where things loosen up, and then teams will tighten up in the third. Plus, with the long change, I think naturally the second period would be the most offensive. Whether that's just a coincidence lately, I don't know. But yeah,
I'd imagine once you have the lead, also you guys are starting to, you know, tighten up defensively, so that, you know, you're not giving up a 6-goal lead.
Yeah, exactly.
And then over the weekend, there was the postponement when you were supposed to go to Collingwood, I believe. Does it bother you when that kind of thing happens? Because it happened a couple weeks ago with Leamington as well.
Yeah, I mean, it throws off the schedule a little bit. I mean, nothing you can really do about it. But, I mean, especially those big games, like two big teams that we were looking forward to playing, that sucks because obviously you're really pumped up to play those games. I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah.
We'll play them eventually. So, yeah, we just kind of moved on to King at that point.
It'd be like a nice appetizer, I guess, for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Those two games end up being right before the playoffs.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you have the win over King, 4-2, I think.
Yeah.
Tell me a bit about that game.
I mean, I wouldn't say that was the smoothest game. It was a little bit of a car crash. You know, we didn't have all our guys going, but I mean, we found a way to win. We kind of squeaked it out at the end. We would like to maybe not have it that close, but I mean, I think at this point of the year, when you can scrape those wins, even when you're maybe not at your best, it's a good skill to have going in the playoffs.
I didn't enjoy working on Monday. Did you enjoy playing hockey on Monday, the holiday Monday?
Yeah, I think it was good, and then you watched a little bit of hockey and kind of... I mean, we missed the Canada game, which was unfortunate, but kind of caught up with that after. Then watched the Sweden-U.S. game. So, yeah, I mean, it was perfect. Lots of hockey on a family day.
Who do you have tomorrow night?
Well, I mean, I got to go Canada. I think it's almost a good thing they lost in the round robin. There's a little bit of revenge, a little bit more motivation for them, I'll say.
Yeah. But, your guy, Makar, going to be back in the game?
Oh, yeah, he'll be good. We need someone to step up. I mean, last game was McDavid and McKinnon, obviously. I think it's going to come from the back end tomorrow, I think.